America's podcast for Thursday, 16th of March, 2017. I'm your host, David Hayden, and today I'm joined by senior editor John Dietrich. Hello, John.
Hey, how are you doing, David?
I'm doing well. John covers the U.S. phenol and acetone industry for ISIS, and in the past, you've said the market is structurally long because of Asia. Is that still the case?
Well, long term, yes, but in the short term, no. What we saw at the start of the year when Asian prices surged everywhere was that benzene prices surged faster than phenol prices could keep up. And as a result, you saw a lot of non-integrated producers in Asia be stuck at negative margins. And so that has led to cutbacks, especially given that propylene prices in Asia also rose, which meant that even as acetone prices were rising, those margins weren't nearly enough to offset the negative margins that we were seeing on phenol relative to benzene. So in the short term, or at least in the first quarter, we saw Asia tighten a fair amount, and they had their usual spate of turnarounds as well. But now that that's starting to get resolved, now that we're seeing Asia benzene come down faster than phenol is, now that we're seeing Asia propylene come down faster than acetone is, we're going to see Asia once again kind of ramp up production and be overproduced and therefore kind of make the global market overproduced.
Is the U.S. then in a more balanced position in terms of phenol and acetone supply?
No. You'd think with a tighter Asia market that we might move more to balanced from long. But what's happened is there was a major turnaround in the U.S. in the January-February time period, and we have two more plants coming on turnarounds in April. So the U.S. has been tight itself. And although the U.S. phenol producers have obviously been able to lock in contract margins of about 4 to 6 cents per pound if you're talking about like an Ex Works number, 8 to 12 if you're talking a delivered kind of number, which is generally better than what they're seeing in Asia, I mean, those margins aren't necessarily robust to where these guys want to overproduce or make a lot of incremental products. So the phenol producers have been, you know, building some inventories for turnarounds, trying to make sure that they could hit their contracts. And as a result, you know, we've seen the market in the U.S. stay kind of maybe tight to balanced on the phenol side. But this has left acetone very tight because demand is generally outpacing supply. But again, the margins on acetone relative to propylene have not been so robust that the phenol acetone producers can justify producing incremental phenol, selling it at a low number, and making up the margins on acetone. Like, the volumes just haven't worked. As a result, we're in a very tight supply on acetone.
In that case, when might we see these markets move back into more balance?
Well, we're seeing a bit of that on phenol. The big question is, we're probably going to have a month or two of lowered imports of phenol derivatives, because that's where we see competition, is that we don't import phenol, but we import epoxy, we import polycarbonate. And when we're doing that, that means we're consuming less domestic phenol. So I would say that probably through the end of the first half of the year, the phenol market will be somewhat balanced. Domestic demand is doing pretty well. Acetone probably won't get back to balance until at least the third quarter of the year, given the fact that we can't just kick up our operating rates. We can't really import. At the moment, there's no acetone, or there's not really much acetone on the water coming in from Asia. And so because of that, we're going to be short acetone, I think, for at least until the June, July, August kind of time period, where we might get to just a balanced position.
So for the next few months, what's likely to be the biggest factor for the market?
Acetone. And the reason I say that is because at the start of the year, Asia propylene went up because of whatever it was that was driving up Asia propylene. U.S. propylene went up because there's a U.S. propylene producer who contracted a bunch of material for 2017, and their extra production unit that was supposed to fill that didn't come up. And that's not supposed to come up until the summer period. And so they've been out in the market very aggressively buying a lot of both refinery grade propylene, which is the feedstock for acetone, and polymer grade propylene, which uses RGP as a feedstock as well. And as a result, they're probably going to keep the U.S. propylene market on the high side. And now that Asia is seeing its propylene kind of come down a little bit, we might start to see Asian material become attractive to U.S. buyers if they get any supply. The problem is Asia is still very tight on acetone, and it's not sure that they'll be able to really ramp up rates. So the tension is going to kind of be in April, May, do the U.S. buyers decide that we're going to take the risk and import acetone at decent pricing, maybe in the low 50s? And is that going to put pressure on the U.S. acetone sellers as they see RGB prices continue to climb and try to push domestic acetone into the upper 50s? So does it become a situation where the domestic producers have to keep their pricing in the low 50s because that's what they're competing with from Asia? Or is it a situation where even as Asian acetone becomes more attractively priced, there's either still not the volumes to make a difference in the U.S., or does the U.S. market, the acetone buyers kind of feel they expect propylene to come down significantly in April, May, and so they're not willing to risk buying a large volume from Asia and, you know, putting the product on the water and then finding out 45 days later that that product is no longer competitively priced. If things go bad for the U.S. acetone sellers and we see a lot of Asian imports coming in at lower prices, that obviously curbs their margins because they can't control propylene, and that puts a lot of pressure on the phenol side that's definitely not very strong.
Okay, thanks for the update, John.
Mm-hmm.
And thanks to everyone listening in on this week's ISIS Americas podcast. If you would like more information on the phenol chain or in any of the other markets we cover, as always, you can visit ISIS.com. And as always, be sure to listen in to next week's podcast.